This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Aren't we all despicable? I mean, really, dig down deep inside. Aren't we all kind of despicable? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I told you, you can call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I won't be there. I told you, I've pre-recorded these. I've hopped in, as I've done with this one, where we've recorded some the day of, so we can keep you up to date. And a couple of things, some spring, well, I guess it's winter cleaning, right? Year-end cleaning, whatever you want to call it. Hey, take a look at, take a listen, take a look, go check it out. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you know people like, Rick Green from Wall Builders, great a historian. He's a great constitutionalist. He does the forward for me. I'm not telling you what it is. You got to go check it out. If you go to Amazon and you punch in Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, they actually let you read a few pages of the book. I think you should go check it out. And then I'm sure you'll want to buy it. And if you want to keep, you know, some of you complain about the commercials during the break. Hey, you want to get less commercials? Give me some money. I don't care if you donate. There's a donate button on the front page of my website. I don't care what you do. Just get me some money. It's really that simple. Anyway, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Look, you know, it's all about everything I was told over the last, we're coming up on 9 years in the show. Everything I was told that I couldn't do, that was not acceptable, is in the book. You know, you talk about the effects of, of abortion on the baby and the mother and society and family. I get bombarded with emails that say, you know, I have no right to talk about abortion. I don't have a uterus. I'm not a female. I don't understand the plight. I don't understand, you know, that the kid could be born into a home where there's already 7 kids. I have 2 things to say to that. Stop having babies, number one. Okay, and number two is what? Adoption is so bad? Is society sunk to the level where adoption is so much less acceptable than abortion? Right? Cherishing and nurturing life is so much worse than killing life, than stopping a heart. Are you serious? Yeah, we're in a real bad way. I mean, you better duck and cover when the end comes, if that's where we're at. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Those things really make me crazy. And then I always love the emails I get when I have our Mad Black Man from Baltimore on, Corey Duncan, and how that I have no right, again, to talk about black issues because I'm not black. And I bring Corey on because he's on my side. No, I bring Corey on because Corey is a tightly wound, a commonsensical black man. I should say an American who happens to be black. How's that? Because I can't stand all this stuff where we've got to get an African-American on to talk about it. The only reason I bring him on, not that I don't like him, and not that I don't think he has a point most of the time, but I bring him on because I'm tired of you guys saying, see, I love it. I can't speak to a black issue, which is a human issue, because I'm not black, but I am a human. I bring a black guy on, and he's not black enough or good enough or apparently doesn't think black enough for some of you, which shows me you really don't care. It's what I've been saying for this whole last, actually, 2 years now. It's not equality the left wants. It's control. And to show you that they're really out of their minds, we go, look at what Pelosi said. You voted Pelosi back in to be the head of your party, and she said that your party, she said that Americans didn't want to change. Go look at the numbers. Nancy, check your meds. You're not taking them properly. I'm telling you, there's something wrong there. Seriously. So anyhow, what I got coming up is this, and I'm actually going to do this for the next 2 hours. That's how much I enjoy this. So for the next 2 hours, we're going to talk about. I've got a Secret Service agent coming on to talk about. All right, let me rephrase that. I have a retired Secret Service agent coming on to talk about what went on in the White House during the blight Clinton years. During the Bill Clinton years. I mean, the things that she did to him. Well, the things that he did to her, maybe not her directly, but to other women because he couldn't stand her. You got to check that out. And Bill, you know, there was something that was just, you'll have to listen to interviews to find out. But he treated the White House like a brothel. And some of you won't like this, you'll find it distasteful, but so did John Kennedy. You know, JFK, I think they said that he had sex with 4 or 5 women there in the White House. So I don't know. I mean, I look at stuff like this. How do you put up with it? How do you justify it? Don't give me, you know, back in John Kennedy's days, it was men would be men. I'm not buying that. Men don't have to be men like that. I mean, whatever happened to, why can't we be men like the keeper of our homes, the supporter of our homes, the defender of our homes? What happened to that? Where you're the strong character for the family. You're bringing in the money. You're taking care of things around the house. Right? You're doing business for your family. You're teaching your kids how to be people of integrity. People, it's just amazing. And you men, you know, the reason that your girls are finding such weak men, give that some thought. Did you ever show your girls how to be treated? How to have a man treat them? Right? Did you ever take your girls out on a date to dinner? You know what I'm saying? Go out with your daughters and teach them how a man should treat them? Did you show them through how you treated your wife, their mother, how real men act? These are all things, you know, you look at society as a whole right now, we've got a lot of basic moral values that are being flushed, have been flushed, or that are very weak. I blame the men in society for that. I blame the fact that you haven't been men. You haven't taken your rightful place, shown young men and women really what it's like to be good moral people. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Coming up next, don't go far. You don't want to miss this. 2 straight hours of what went on in the White House under Bill Clinton.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Listen, if you want to check out the stations and times, head over to the website, go to the Listen Live button, and then you go down from there, and you'll see the stations list. If you have to listen on your smartphone, okay, that is not acceptable. You want to call the station around, you tell them they have to take the show. They have no choice in the matter. And ask them to take the show there. And if they won't respond to you, get a hold of me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I'll call them, and I'll let them know what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there on the website. And you do, look, you do want to get involved because you want to know how the other side thinks. Even if you're an enemy of mine, you should be listening to the show to find out how I think, how I approach stuff. It's really that simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. As I said, listen, we have been talking. I have been written pieces about Hillary. I've written pieces about the Clintons. And some of you say, well, you really don't know about any of this. You know, you're not involved with them. You don't know what's going on. But I know somebody who does. In a recent book that was put out by Gary Byrne, he served as the federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Police Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal while serving as a Secret Service officer. Gary protected President Bill Clinton and the First Lady. And I am sure that was a big challenge. Gary, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with this. And, you know, I don't want to get in. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I was going to say, I don't want to get into the personal lives, we'll say, to a big degree of the Clintons. I do specifically, though, want to talk about actions and things that took place in the White House while they were there hanging out.
Sure.
Yeah. So let's get right to it. What made you write the book? You know, that's always the first question people ask. Why did you decide to sit down and go, okay, I got to put this out there?
Well, you know, initially, in the very beginning, I never thought I would talk about any of this. I thought I would basically just, stuff it down and pour alcohol over it the rest of my life. But, about 2 years ago, I started discussing it with a friend of mine, on a hunting trip. And anyway, so one thing led to the other, and then I got to the point where I decided that the real thing about my interaction with the Clintons is the American people need to know the truth about Hillary Clinton. If you want to vote for her, go right ahead. That's our system, and that's fine. But I want American people to know who the real Hillary Clinton is. And the way I came about this information, I think it's important for these opinions and what I experienced. It's important for your listeners to know is my unfortunate claim to fame is I'm the first employee ever of the Secret Service to be compelled to testify against a sitting president in a criminal case, and that was the Monica Lewinsky case.
Oh, wow.
And I was actually subpoenaed six times over a 4 to 5 month period and then eventually ordered to testify by Supreme Court Chief Justice Rehnquist. It's not something I want to put on the resume. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, Gary, normally, are you not allowed by law? Are you not required to testify when you're subpoenaed by a court when in a situation like that?
Yes, you are, because we're federal police officers. But this is the thing that if your listeners are nice enough to get the opportunity to read my book, these are some of the things I find fascinating. And one of the things is yes, you are required because you're a federal police officer, but. Your agency, in my case, the Secret Service, didn't want us to have to testify unless absolutely necessary, which I understood at the time and I agreed with. But what was also going on is that the Secret Service, the executives that were running the Secret Service at the time, they had the information that Judge Ken Starr wanted, that was leading this, the guy that was leading this investigation, but they didn't want to ruin their own career. So they about 20 uniform division officers forward, and some junior agents and one senior agent that wasn't even on the detail at the time frame they were looking at. And they did this to kind of protect themselves. And the Starr investigation went along with it as long as they got the information that they wanted. And they believed I could provide that information. So it was very bizarre. There was all kinds of twists and turns. One of the things is, and this really struck me, still today strikes me hard, is there's no attorney-client privilege between myself and these lawyers because we were all government employees. And it was just so bizarre. And the rules changed by a week. And as we got closer and closer, it got crazier and crazier. It was nuts.
Wow. So, okay. So finally you were compelled by the chief. You can't turn a chief justice down, can you? It's kind of impossible to do that.
I was going to jail. I also talk about that in my book, Prison of Character. On two occasions, the FBI had threatened that. One time, a guy actually threatened to come to my house and arrest him from a pregnant wife. That didn't go over too well.
Oh.
Yeah, it was tense. It was tough. It wasn't just this story is multiplied by over 20 times. It was happening to my coworkers. It was happening to some of the junior agents. It was insane.
And I'm being a little sarcastic here because, you know, you become a millionaire by writing this book, right? I mean, a lot of people think when you write a book like this, that's the only reason you do it for the money, and you must have become a millionaire. But that is the furthest from the truth you can get, right?
It is. My book has sold a lot of copies, but I will tell you, I just got to the point where I'm in the black because I owe people money. You know, it's expensive to write a book. You have to get lawyers lined up. You know, I'm talking about very sensitive things. I need to have a law firm to back me up, and I needed certain things done, you know, for my safety and security. And so, you know, it's not about the money. It's about the truth. I'm so tired of hearing government officials and politicians talk about transparency. They don't really want transparency. They want transparency on the other guy and not on them. And the only way you're ever going to get transparency on the Clintons is if somebody like me comes forward. It's not easy to talk about. The first time I gave a speech after my book came out about having to talk out of school, we called it, in the Secret Service, I could barely get the words out. I almost broke down in tears. I swore I would never do it, but I'm so adamant about people knowing the truth. That's my mission now, to know who the real Hillary Clinton is. And it's not what you see on CNN. And it's not even what you see on other like conservative news stations like Fox sometimes. It's even worse than that. The real Hillary Clinton is a dictator. She's angry all the time. She despises the military and the law enforcement. And it is, and I detail a lot of all these things in my book, Race and Security.
Well, you know, you're not the only one who has said this, though. So you know, and I'm not trying to plug anybody else's information, but
let's talk about it.
There's other people that have printed, other Secret Service agents, other people close to the Clintons, charged with protecting them, that talk about this stuff on a regular basis. Look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne. It is all about the Clintons and the years that he protected President Bill Clinton in the White House. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
JD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get right back to it because I want to use all the time I can wisely that I have with my guests. I've got Gary Vine on with me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character, and it's really all about the Clintons. It's all about when he protected President Clinton and his time in the White House. Gary, thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, spending time in the White House, one of the things I got to jump right to this because you and I were having fun with it during the break. When you protected the president, like all families, you know, they have their issues, they have their moments, they have their problems. But Mrs. Clinton could get quite physical with Mr. Clinton at times, couldn't she? And when do you guys decide to step in and break up something like that, if at all?
Yeah, that exact question came up. So basically, the incident was I came into work early one morning, and there had been an argument, a bad fight up in the private living quarters. And, you know, for the average guest that's listening to your show, you know, the first thing you think is, well, that's kind of, you know, invading their privacy. But you have to put it in context. This is a big old mansion made of granite and stone, and there's stairwells and... And, you know, the truth is, for the Secret Service, her job is to be as close as they can and give them a little privacy. But so this argument went on. It was very loud. It sounded very verbally violent. And then at some point during the argument, there was a crashing sound. Later on, when the crashing sound was investigated, they found a broken blue base, mostly blue, and with some white on it. So when my coworkers told me this that morning, I went right down to the curator's office. And the curator's office are the people in the White House who maintain all the artwork and artifacts in the White House. The White House is basically like a living and working museum. So I went down into the curator's office. I looked inside the little doors to get in there, and sure enough, there was on a chair, there was a cardboard box with this mostly blue and white base in about 7 pieces. And so later on, when I went over to the West, yeah. So later on, I went up to my post in the West Wing, and when the president came over, he had a black mark under his eye that he was obviously trying to hide with makeup, you know, the kind of makeup you wear when you go on TV. And So the facts are that they had a very loud argument. It became violent. There was a crashing sound. I saw the broken vase. And then later on when they came over, he had a black eye that he was trying to hide with makeup. And, you know, I can guarantee you that, you know, the gardener or one of us didn't hit. So he got a mark somehow, and there was a crash, and there was a broken vase. So something violent happened.
And the guys that you work with there at the time, I'm sure it didn't happen just once, and maybe that badly it happened one time, but I would imagine you guys, you know, be a couple of times going, hey, you know what, hey, Gary, today might not be the best day. They were up to about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's so good. You know what I mean?
No, we do. That's exactly how we used to pass this information on, because you needed to know. For instance, an agent one time passed on to me. A pass holder came up to the Oval Office, and I stopped them because they didn't have the right ID on, and I made them go back and get it. And after they walked off, the agent said to me, hey, I know you weren't on the road with us, but, you know, she was spending time with the president, if you know what I mean. So, you know, gone. And so after that incident, myself and the other officers that worked in the West Wing and in the mansion, and some of the agents, we started discussing, and I know for a fact it was discussed higher up in the Secret Service. What do we do if they, you know, what if Bill Clinton's in the study in the behind the Oval Office having one of his liaisons, and the First Lady walks in on him and goes berserk? And we had seen, you know, we'd seen enough of her anger to believe that that could be an issue, even to the point where, you know, we would, if it happened, we would be looking to make sure there were no scissors laying around or something. It got, you know, there was the potential for it to be violent. I mean, this is a woman.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the woman that got so violent that she hit a Secret Service agent in the back of the head sitting in a limo with a Bible. She punched him in the back of the head with a Bible. So we knew her actions could easily rise to that
occasion. Was her hand burning? Was she... I'm sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah, I worked with this guy 3 days after it happened, and you know, he described to me exactly what happened. So it was very bizarre for him, and he was not happy about it. So.
Oh, God. The other thing that I caught in the book, he had a little brothel going on there, like, you know, the Mustang Ranch there to a degree, right? I mean, there was somebody walked in on him, or something happened where he was having sex on a copier or a map table. I don't quite remember.
Well, now what happened was that one particular Christmas, I was walking from the east side of the White House across the ground floor to the west wing to go back to my post after a break. And it was in the evening, it was around Christmas, and I stopped at this post outside the map room across from the elevator and the stairs to go up to the private living quarters to say hi to the uniform division officer there. And as we were standing there, a Navy steward walks up. These are the guys that helped take care of the president during the day. They had a clean shirt for him. He went to walk into the map room where the president was, and when the steward opened the door, he was looking back into the hallway and up. So we were looking at him. And when he opened the door, we were looking into the room, and there was the president standing face-to-face with Eleanor Mondale, making out like high school seniors. Now, they didn't even look up, and we just stood there and stared. And then when the steward saw the look on our faces, he looked into the room, and, of course, he got all flustered. He pulled the door closed, and he kind of took off down the hallway. And the three of us looked at each other, and we said, you know, Merry Christmas, welcome to the White House, or, you know, you're really...
But you guys, what if Miss, and now if Mrs. Clinton walks up at some point in time going, hey, I hear my husband was stripping somebody in the math room the other night. Do you have to answer her? Do you? I mean, you're in a bad position. Are you? I mean, I'd rather be in Afghanistan.
If that was the only thing I had to answer for, I would have considered it an easy career. That didn't even get close to when it came to testifying. You know, all the grueling hours that we spent in deposition and stuff. So,
wow.
You know, facing her never bothered me. I mean, you know, she berated me before for silly things. I never really took her serious because it was so bizarre. I don't mean to sound that derogatory. It's not that I didn't take her serious because she was a woman or because she really wasn't. She was the First Lady. Her job was to be traditionally in charge of the social office. But because she was supposedly this high-powered attorney, she had an office over... in the West Wing, and the way she acted was so comical that I just couldn't take her serious. You know, I mean, screaming and yelling at people, hitting them with Bibles, you know, degrading officers in front of other people. I mean, it was ridiculous. If you saw the guy that fixes your car again.
No, I wouldn't. You're right. Yeah, I agree. Now, you also talk in the book about how, and I know this will make some people crazy, but the Bush the Elder was loved by staff, and actually he even kind of fed some of you guys, Barbie, you're really not supposed to interact with the first family, right?
Not too much. I mean, you know, eventually that kind of, that's the way you're trained. And that's, and when I first started working there, you know, Papa Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush was president, and you're not supposed to really interact with them. You're certainly never supposed to ask them for any kind of favors or anything. But after you're around them a while, the people like the Bushes, you do kind of get very fond of them. They're family. They're very nice people. And they're such patriots and so kind. And it was, you know, you had to remind yourself that this is work and, you know, these guys, it's a serious business for them, you know?
Right. But I want people to hear about the more human side of the Bushes, you know, how they, he I don't know if he snuck you food, but he would try to feed you guys. And...
yeah, this is great. I'll never, this is one of my favorite stories. So I'm working at the White House just like a couple months, and I'm working on the South Lawn side of the White House, which that's the side that's closest to the Washington Monument. And there's quite a few uniform division posts out there, you know, in different areas. So I'm on the post that's right in the middle in front of the Truman balcony, like the door you, on the south side that you would walk out of. If you looked at a picture, it would be obvious to you where I was standing, right in the center of the White House. And all of a sudden, here comes President Bush and one of the housemen, and the houseman's carrying this giant silver platter, tray, with this big platter on it, stacked up sausages, brisket, hot dogs, hamburgers, and they were barbecuing. And I didn't know this at the time, but the rule was that when George Bush cooks and eats, everybody eats. So they walk up, and the president says to me, officer, take what you want, and please pass the rest of the other officers out here. And, you know, being the new rookie, I go, well, I'm sorry, sir, we're not supposed to eat on folks. And the houseman looked at me like he was going to punch me in the mouth. So the president kind of, you know, just looked at me and shrugged and walked off. And the houseman explained to me, you know, what the deal was. And even showed me where to put the tray in this little closet, outside closet.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more about the crisis of character. You got to hear this. Come on back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
A knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. I'm the kind of car I drive.
Right.
My video game.
I got a knife.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And it's better to be American made. We've got 94 million Americans out of work. If you're going to buy stuff that you know or think there might be from Japan, China, Germany. Come on, go out of your way. I know it's almost impossible to buy something totally made in America, but you can go out of your way to look for stuff that's at least put together here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe ship from here, ship to here. Try to go out of your way to buy American-made stuff. Let's get our people back to work. It will not kill you. Anyway, I'm Joe Mussini, host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Christ is the Character, a book written by Gary Byrne, and Gary is with me right now on the line. And Gary, thanks so much for being with me here tonight.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Having a ball. And Gary has agreed, because I'm not going to get through all my questions. So Gary's agreed to hang out for the next hour, too, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with this. At least I'll have a lot of fun with it. I don't know about him. But we'll have a lot of fun with it as well. We got to go back to the break for a second. During the break, I tell you how I felt about President Clinton, and he seemed like his real name should have been President Bubba. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that got out of college, he was chasing the women, he was doing all that stuff there, and somehow he ends up in the White House going, what the hell am I doing here?
he doesn't even know,
right? So President, we were talking about President Bush the Elder. You were finishing up your story about the barbecue thing where you thought you weren't allowed to. I mean, do you have the President of these United States standing in front of you with a tray filled with food?
Yeah.
See, I would have lost right there. I would have been gone because they had food on it. But here he's saying, here, take this and pass it to your buddies. You really think he didn't know that he wasn't supposed to feed you?
No, he didn't care. Listen, when he eats, everybody eats. This guy, they were so kind. And I couldn't even look him in the eyes when he was talking to me. That's one of the first times I ever stood toe-to-toe with him. And I had to look him in the eye. And I couldn't even look him in the eye. So he goes in the mansion. And the houseman helps shows me what to do, and then the houseman goes inside, and then as soon as the houseman goes inside, two of my supervisors walk up, and I'm standing there in a little cubbyhole, eating, and they're like, "What are you doing eating, Bert?" And aren't you just out of training? And I said, I swallowed what was in my mouth, and I said, "Well, the president told me to." And just then, the houseman came out with another silver tray with these big, tall glasses of ice water. He handed one to me, and they kind of looked at him and looked at me, and the guy said, well, the president was cooking, and he wants you guys to eat. So I put the glass down. I asked the lieutenant and the sergeant to hold my post. I picked the tray up, let them take what they wanted, and I took the tray over to the edge of the post, and my coworker was standing there. He took it, and they passed it around, And of course, the supervisors were, you're not supposed to eat until, they saw what it was. They took what they wanted, and then they went back to their office and ate.
I think that's the human side of these presidents that we don't always see.
Great. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, all right, so let me throw it at you. Did you ever see those acts of kindness from President Bubba or Hillary?
Well, from President Clinton, yes. He actually did. He did me a couple of real solids in my time working with him. I got the opportunity to introduce my parents to him one time one evening. And my parents and some friends of theirs. He actually took a picture with me before when I left. After my time at the Oval Office was done, I went over to Tours. And I still worked back and forth once in a while, but I was working over in the mansion more. In the Secret Service Uniform Division tour section. And when I was getting ready to leave, his secretary and assistant had me in one day to have a photo. Typically, Uniform Division officers don't get photographs with the president like that, just the agents when they're leaving the detail or retiring. So it was a big deal, and it was very nice. And that picture didn't actually make it into the book, but I think it's on my website. So.
Got it.
Right. But anyway, he did a couple solids for me, and I tell a funny story in the book about him inadvertently getting me my Christmas vacation one time. So anyway, it's pretty crazy.
So our agents, when he's having meetings and I know the Oval Office is more of a show office, right? I mean, it's not really an office where they actually do business. When they bring people in, they kind of sit around and talk in there, correct?
Yeah, they do work in there. Yeah, they do work in there.
Oh.
But he also has to study behind it. But they do work in there quite a bit, actually. And you know what? To most people, people, you can't see this, but when the Oval Office actually has about 6 phones in. So when there's something going on, the front of that desk, the Resolute desk opens up, and there's a phone on each side, so people can sit on each side in front of the president, and they have their own telephones. He's got phones behind him. He's got his own, you know, it actually can be used, you know, when the secretion's hitting the oscillator, so to speak.
Yeah, I just didn't know. Now, you know, again, when he's in there, are you guys, if he's conducting business, if it's an important meeting or what have you, are Secret Service agents in there with him?
Or the, no, not typically.
Okay.
Not typically, but there are exceptions to that. And actually, a good story about that, I hope you don't mind me plugging in somebody else's book.
No, no, I don't care. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a retired Secret Service agent. His name is Dan Emmett. And in Dan Emmett's book, he describes this very tenfold time where he was had to go into the Oval Office because the president was in there with a foreign dignitary from a kind of hostile country. And I won't give the story away, but if you get a chance to read Dan Emmett's book, too, it's a great story. But typically, we're right outside, the agents and the officer. The officer, the reason the officer's there is when the president leaves, the agents go with him, of course, and then the officer maintains the continuity of the office. He makes sure that the classified information gets locked up if his staff, is busy or gets distracted. And he's also there to make sure the alarms, there's a lot of alarms involved in the White House and, you know, securing the president. So make sure all that stuff is where it's supposed to be and working. And the uniform division maintains all those posts 24 hours a day. So.
And I'm not trying to give away government secrets here, but how many men are around him? Do they kind of relax a little bit when he's actually in the White House, in the area where he's working, or is it just as tense?
Yeah, they don't relax, but you're just shorter, right? They need less people in the mansion and in the West Wing because it's our home turf. It's our court, so to speak. The Secret Service, you know, it's their gig. They know they've got, you know, they know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. And, you know, clearly, since we're kind of on the subject, clearly, you know, if your listeners get a chance to read my book, I have some issues with the Secret Service as far as their management style. But their job, I greatly respect. And I do realize, and I acknowledge this openly, that, and I gave this a lot of thought, that, you know, writing this book would put a little bit of pressure on them. But again, I felt that it was something I had to do, that it's that important that the American people know who the real Hillary Clinton is.
I agree with you. I think what you did was a good thing. I know a lot of people don't feel it was, or people in your industry are openly saying it wasn't. But I think we need to know about these people, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes. And you know, like I said, tomorrow morning you'll hear somebody trashing me and my book or calling me a liar, and then 20 minutes later they'll be talking about transparency. So, you know, you can't have it both ways. If you want some transparency, you have to allow people to come out and talk.
Well, I think what's funny is that when you hear what some of these guys have to say is, you know, you guys vow secrecy, you know, you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, yada, yada, yada. But there's got to be a line, to be a line where you go, you know what, enough, because you're not just a president. Now you're hurting my country. Now you're demanding that seat that you're sitting in. At some point in time, you know, I've been talking about this for years on my show, how, you know, military men are usually, you know, they're men of integrity, okay, usually, right? They're not perfect either. Even with the current president we have, at some point in time, there's a breaking point. You know, at some point in time, they're not protecting a man of integrity that wants the best for the country. This guy wants to make sure he can get away with having sex with somebody in a map room. I mean, there is a breaking point. Is there not?
Yeah. And so here's the analogy I use. It sounds a little extreme at first, but it kind of gets your attention. So let's say I'm still in the Secret Service and I'm on a protection detail. And our protectee is out in a boat riding through the, you know, the Chesapeake Bay, and he's driving the boat. And he accidentally kills somebody. He accidentally runs over a water skier. But nobody sees it but us. So the next day, they find this person floating in the water. He's been hit by a boat, and the family's distraught. You know, where do you draw the line? Do you come out and say, and, you know, of course,